Treat you like you're a little man.
In attendance, for the millions watching around the world. Let's get ready to suck it!
Yeah. Another Monday and a new month. It is February. We have seen a lot of things happen so far on this show. A lot of guest stars. I mean, it's been a jam-packed 2017. We've had a lot of, you know, some big name stars and some stars who are still looking for that big name, and hopefully we can accommodate them and bring them to that point. But, you know, my thing here is, you know, I like to help out these guys, whether they are, you know, whether they are a guy like, you know, DDP, who we may have coming on the show, a guy like Buff Bagwell, who we had coming on, who we already had on the show, guys like that, or even guys like Sly Fox, who, you know, if you ask anybody, you know, who may not necessarily be following that company, who it is, they couldn't tell you. But now they listen to our show, 8,000 plus listens, and people are like, oh, okay, you know. So it's really good to get recognition and to help other people out and get names out there. So
yes, and tonight is no exception. For Championship Wrestling, we have Zach James. He'll be calling in about 9 o'clock, and we'll talk to him about his current feud, and they got a show coming up February 11th. So just before 5 minutes to 9, when he calls in, I'll do the
introduction. Now, for those of you who don't know, when he references 9, that's Central Time, because that's where he's located out there. So it would be
right.
It's 9 o'clock now. You mean 10 o'clock? You said you meant. It's 9 o'clock Central Time now.
Yeah, it's 9 o'clock their time, 10 o'clock my time, 11 o'clock your time.
Oh, I forgot he's in Utah, right? Oh,
no.
I was gonna say they're even farther past you on that. Okay. Never mind. I was like, confusing me here. I'm like, what the hell time is he calling? Okay. All right.
So that's cool. we got the whole gamut of time zones here, you know.
I hope he doesn't want us to chip into his long distance bill, that's for sure.
No,
it's all right. Interesting to talk to him.
Yeah, I sent him an autograph of the icon, so he's more than willing.
So we've seen an interesting Raw so far. We've seen, you know, your two favorites, you know, the two, as you so elegantly phrased them, the Winnipeg POSs. We saw them of course, yeah, I know. I don't know why you would change your mind on them, but so they came out, and obviously, you know, we've seen Goldberg come out, and Goldberg made that challenge, and that challenge was subsequently answered, and it's going to be Kevin Owens versus Goldberg for the Universal title. So my thing, and that's at Fastlane, my thing is, are they getting ready
to give Goldberg a
title run? Yeah, I mean, why are they going to give Goldberg a loss? The only way I can see them giving Goldberg a loss is if Brock Lesnar gets involved.
And I think that's what's going to happen. You know, they got, you know, the match has been set for WrestleMania now, and we knew it was coming because WWE is going back to their predictability. Okay. We knew that match was going to happen, Brock Lesnar versus Goldberg at WrestleMania. Goldberg does not come out victorious in this one, obviously. And
no, I can't see it. But again, though, I don't see Goldberg losing it cleanly. I think, obviously, there has to be a disqualification here, right? Or not a disqualification, but even if it's not a DQ, even if it's just Lesnar costing him the match, there has
right.
to be something. He can't lose this thing cleanly.
Right, and at WrestleMania, the match is going to last longer than a minute and a half. I mean, they're not going to do what they did in Survivor Series, have it last a minute and a half. They're not going to have it like they did at the Royal Rumble. Goldberg comes in, eliminates Brock Lesnar in a minute and 45 seconds. It's just not going to happen.
I think that would severely hurt the credibility of Brock Lesnar, even more so than it already has, if they were to do that again. Like I just don't think you can call him the Beast Incarnate. Yeah, I understand it's Goldberg. I understand he's a legend. I understand he's, you know, arguably the toughest guy ever to get in the ring for them. But he's 51 years old. You cannot have Brock Lesnar in who I would go as far as to say, even in his older age, in peak physical condition, be losing that quickly to a guy like Goldberg. Now, if they have an epic match, and it's a 10, 12, 15, 20-minute match, and it's an epic match with a clean finish, sure, give Goldberg the win somehow. Have him sneak one out, whatever. But
and I don't think the match will be that long.
The dominance of Goldberg doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I don't think the match will be that long either. I'm thinking we're looking at maybe 10, 12-minute stops. They can't let it go shorter.
Thing of ages and stuff, yeah.
Yeah. They can't let it go shorter than that. And they can't let it go. I don't think they can let it go longer than that. I mean, WrestleMania, as we know, it's a landmark occasion for a couple reasons in wrestling history. WrestleMania is what started it all for the WWE. We all know this.
We do.
And WWE is a landmark statement for the WWE. And they always have to come out firing because that really sets the tone for the rest of the year is what they do at WrestleMania or what they don't do. Now, as you remember, last year at WrestleMania, we saw we had a great WrestleMania last year. You know,
it was. I've seen better, but it was good. Yeah.
I mean, what made it to me was Stephanie, that outfit she was wearing, you know.
Well, of course it would, because, you know, you're a horn dog. Of course it may be.
Yeah.
That the highlight of that night, with all the good matches we've seen, and that was the highlight of your night. That just goes to show you what kind of person you are, Icon.
Right, exactly. But I'll tell you what, though. The real highlight of my year, though, happened the night afterwards. When I made my debut on this program.
That is true. That. I mean, we sorely missed. Well, we missed you. We didn't even know you. But I'm saying we missed out on the Icon's wonderful personality and things like that. It was something that was greatly missed beforehand. Not taking anything away from Jason we didn't have Dave either. So it was just really Jason and I. Not taking anything away, but it was definitely, you were definitely missed. Now,
right.
Zach James. Calling us up from the UCW today. He's actually, if I know my geography correctly, an 801 area code is Utah. If I'm not mistaken, he's on the line with us now.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. So what I'm going to do here, then I'm going to go ahead and introduce you the proper way.
Yeah.
The Icon.
He's got his Bruce Buffer meets Mr. Rogers introduction here. So, there you go.
Okay, so, ladies and gentlemen, coming out of the green room, walking down the aisle to the ring, he is the man, He is the Ultra Wrestling Man of the Year. You will not find better talent ever in the UCW. He is Zach James. How's it going, Zach?
The fact that your voice went high is what's concerning to me.
He kept it strong. He kept it strong.
Yeah. It was not quite the Jimmy Kimmel crack, but it was up there for him. It was up there. But yeah.
Oh yeah, it was up there.
But it was good though. I liked it. So a little earlier than we had planned on, but that's fine. It's cool. We are here with you today, and he was telling me, you know, he went on and booked you, and looking at UCW way out there in Utah. See, I don't know if you knew, Icon lives in North Dakota. I'm the home base of the studio here in New York, and so obviously it's a little closer to him. Still kind of far, but a little closer to him.
We're all kind of spread apart out west.
Yeah, so just the basic you know, interview questions to start off with, and I'll let Icon sort of run, because I know he had some questions. But with UCW,
sure.
Now, what exactly is your role? We've had owners, general managers, actual wrestlers. What do you do? In just tell the listeners out there what exactly you do in UCW.
Sure. I am a purebred, just a wrestler for the time being, 25, so
okay.
Still got some ways to grow.
And you, now what is your, do you wrestle under your own name, or you have a gimmick name, or what's your persona for those of you who wanted to maybe look up UCW?
Okay. People who want to look up UCW, they want to check out our Facebook page. It's the whole name spelled out. It's going to be Ultra Championship Wrestling Zero. You can also look us up on www.ucwzero. You got to spell out zero.com. We also have a great YouTube product, and recently just made the transition to Amazon Prime.
Oh, nice. Amazon. So what do you have? Like, you sell you have like DVDs of your shows and stuff, or what do you mean? What's on?
Oh, yep. So the first show went up as a, I think it was about $1.20 per match. But that's without the Prime membership, I believe. You can make downloads, and I think they're putting them up in whole shows now. So, I'm pretty sure they'll eventually break it out into seasons. It's something they're just getting started. So I'm excited to see where it goes.
Okay, now you used to be the UCW champion, correct?
Yep, that's correct, over the summer this past year.
Okay, now something happened in that match.
He loves scandal. He loves this stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
He does. He's big into it. He's big into storylines. He was explaining it to me briefly, what had happened over the summer.
Okay.
While you were champion, but if you go ahead and let us know so that we know sort of where you stand.
Sure. So just kind of to paint the picture, the year kicked off with me joining Bravo Enterprise. Jason Bravo, one of our better established characters. He's kind of gone into the business look. He had the 80s white, you know, looked like he was straight out of Vice City. anyway. So he's running his business, and he brings me aboard, and it was kind of substantial because him and I had feuded for the better part of a year in the past. And, of course, coming along with me was my beautiful fiance, Gabrielle Arce. So the summer happened. Bravo could not win the title, no matter how many attempts he got at the champion at the time, Blitz. Then eventually Bravo tried to put me in a match with him to soften him up. And turns out I broke through the glass ceiling and became champion for a second time. This, of course, didn't rub Bravo the right way, but, I mean, he kind of had to take his place in line, knowing who was the champion now, even though his name was on everything. It came down to me and him in July. My fiance got in the crosshairs of the battle, and I ended up popping her in the head with a kick. Sent her to the floor. Bravo tried to snag me up, get the quick cover. Things, you know, just get into the mix. I still prevailed, came out on top. But she grabs a mic and let me have it in front of everybody. You know, I figured it was something I could get backstage, cool her down, let things ease up. She left pretty quick that night. I didn't see her for the month. And, in fact, I didn't see her till the next month at the August show when I was in a triple threat defending the title. She'd make some kind of deal with Jason Bravo, and I was on the short end of it. Long story short, I got dragged out of my triple threat title match and haven't had a real substantial even chance ever since. She's just been all over me ever since.
Oh. So, Gabriella.
So you win in the end, essentially.
Well, I guess so. You know, I did get to beat her last show. I guess there is bittersweet in a way.
Yeah, in a way.
So, Gabriella and you were engaged, obviously, and
yep.
You're apparently not now.
You know,
it's kind of like that song, you know, from, you know, Wake Up Meg, you know, you kick me in the head or something like that. But
I like that you went that way with it because I can't help but think of Frank Sinatra, ain't that a kick in the head?
Yeah, that was going to be my point. Now I understand that she's actually cost you a couple matches, hasn't she?
Oh yeah. So September comes along, I get my opportunity on the fringes. She of course has to be there. I get my actual title match in, that was December. And, of course, she had to pull my leg again. So I haven't had a clear, easy chance. Well, not even easy, but you know what I mean. At least an even playing field.
Now,
By the way, Icon Jason is on the line here with us, too. So,
okay.
But let me just ask you this, Zach. So,
sure.
Do you like when you're Utah? Are you from Utah originally? Is this
oh,
a
yeah.
local hometown promotion for you?
Oh yeah, born and raised.
Okay, and when you were from there, how did you sort of get involved with professional wrestling and with the UCW? Overall, like I mean, was this something that you've always wanted to do? Because I know some people that we have come on the show who are superstars, managers, whatever they may be, they go, oh, you know, I was doing this. I was boxing or I was in martial arts or I was in doing this. And something came along the right day and it was the right offer and I went with it. And then some people were like, I came out of the womb and wanted to be a professional wrestler. So it really depends.
Oh, yeah.
So sort of fill us in on sort of how you got involved.
Okay, more or less lifelong wrestling fan. Had a big fascination with Goldberg, especially in the WCW days. I remember 96 was my first show. I was about 5 years old. I still have the Goldberg shirt I got that night. Then kept with it, really dug the cruiserweights. Cruiserweights bleeding into the TNA X Division of old with AJ Styles, Chris Sabin, Daniels, all those guys just made me love wrestling as a whole. As far as UCW, local hometown, how I got involved, I just went to shows until I was about 17 and a half, and then I started putting up the ring and training in it when I could, and the rest is history. I've been with the school ever since.
I mean, you're obviously enjoying it.
How many different promotions have you worked for?
Quite a few. So we've got, obviously, Ultra Championship in Utah. Briefly worked for another promotion in town. They're not around anymore. Then you've also got to go to Vegas, where I've worked for Big Valley Wrestling, Future Stars of Wrestling, Championship Wrestling from Arizona. That's a new project, new venture for me. I got to wrestle Eli Drake on that a couple of months back. Have not had a chance to break into California as of yet. And then there's a Rocky Mountain Pro out in Denver and Blue Collar Wrestling in Oregon.
Okay, now you've been a champion in all these promotions, haven't you?
Not all of these promotions. The two I've held title belts in would be Ultra Championship Wrestling, of course, and then I briefly had a contested heavyweight title reign as Rocky Mountain Pro's heavyweight champion.
What UCW been your favorite promotion to work for?
Yeah, I mean, it's home, so, I mean, it's home, and it's definitely got the loudest fans.
Now, speaking of Utah and UCW, I think I have an idea. See, we don't have interns or screeners or anything like we're supposed to have right now, but we have another 801 number on the line. And I think, based on what you were telling us happened over the summer. Hello.
How's it going?
You sure that's an 801? That sounds like maybe an 843.
No, it's 801. I'm not going to say the other digits because I don't want to give somebody's phone number away with in front of 8,000 listeners. But no, it's 801.
Well, who's on the line with us right now then?
This is the one and only Gabrielle RSA. How you doing?
Wow.
I thought that was you.
Oh,
now,
of course you did.
So Gabriella, thank you for listening to the Gabrielle. Show.
Gabrielle.
Gabrielle
icon. There's no A.
Oh, I'm sorry. We have.
Yeah, she'll correct you.
Yeah, we have Zach James on with us. I understand that you know him. Is that true?
A little bit. Do I know him? Yeah. We've had a very fun and interesting history. You know.
He was starting to get into a little bit of what happened. Yeah, that's what he heard. He told us it was completely by accident. You don't seem, based on your voice, to sound like, you know, your voice doesn't really sound like you think the same way.
Did I get involved in his match? Maybe a little bit. But if you look at the footage, Bravo obviously pushed me. And so, of course, I was going to talk to him about that. I'm not going to take that. There's no reason I need to take that. So, yeah. I went to talk to him and continue the conversation, and he happened to duck and miss a kick, and Zach, of course, not stopping for whatever reason, even though he saw me right there, still kicked me. So, yeah, I'm a little bit bitter towards him, as I'm sure you can understand. Any normal person would.
So you guys,
that was over the summer. So she's still bitter, and you know what they say about hell has no fury, right, Isaac? Yeah, there you go.
Oh yeah. Oh, I know.
Oh yes, he knows. I also cost him his championship belt.
Twice.
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah. Continue.
That sounds like it had a bit of a bragging tone to it a little bit.
I might have been a little bit happy that he got what was coming to him.
Now, is there a chance that you guys will, reconcile, maybe get back together, or you think maybe I can take you off the date and stuff like that?
Absolutely not.
Set it up.
You take her, man.
Please, I wasted so much of my life with him. Are you kidding me? There's no way I would ever go back to him. I think
so you tell me there's
this
a,
guy,
so you tell me there's,
and it took him so long to even pop the question. Who does that? Who does
so you
that?
Tell
didn't
me there
you
is
know
a,
right away
a
that that person is the one?
I don't know, man. She's
and
still talking about me.
And then not kick them in the head after?
So, Gabrielle, is there a chance that you and I can hook up then?
Probably
I
not.
Can. He does, this with everybody. Don't take it to heart. But he's Icon. You can't be scaring away.
Well, sure,
the other female. Just so you know who Icon is, the other female guest that we have coming on the show, booked. You know, I believe what you say was Chelsea Green and Casey Spinelli.
Yep.
They're going to be coming on the show in later months. They agreed to come on the show so that Icon would leave them alone. So don't get creeped out by Icon whenever he sees or hears a woman. He kind of goes into he's like a bull seeing red. But anyway, so Gabrielle, while we have you here, were you just a manager at this point, or are you a wrestler as well?
No, I am a wrestler as well. Actually, recently, Zach and I had a match, and though it didn't quite go how I wanted it to,
you had to get dragged away.
I almost had him, had you.
Well, he made it seem like it was very one-sided.
He would make it seem like that. He gets things wrong a lot.
You know,
I'm just saying he didn't say that. This is just too much gold to pass up. He didn't really say that, but this is just radio gold, so I'm trying to create something. But anyway. Was it a pinfall submission? What was it? Pinfall?
What was it, Cabby?
Don't call me that. You lost that privilege a long time ago, sweetheart. Please. I got disqualified. I may or may not have had Paradise outside of the ring, and she was there watching me, supporting me like a good friend. I mean, come on. My friend, fiance, is driving me up the wall. I have a match with him. Of course, I want a little bit of support. I had my girlfriend out there with me, you know, my BFF. So she was out there just supporting me, and the ref, for some reason, thought that she interfered, which I don't think that she did. I mean, she was just pulling me out of the ring to have a pep talk, and she disqualified me for that.
She had two warnings before that.
So your friend that you're talking about, I believe her name is Paradise, correct? She's the UCW Women's Champion?
She and I are both the UCW Women's Champions.
We're the co-champions.
We share it.
Yeah, way to trade that.
Totally deserving.
So you guys are kind of like
So you guys are like the
Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho women's version, but you guys are much better looking and you have much more talent. Would that be safe to say?
Huh. Better looking. More fun, more entertaining. Yeah, all of the above.
Not as Canadian.
I would say so.
Awesome.
No,
I absolutely not. I can hear that in your voice. What is your finishing move?
I was going to get into. What style of wrestler are you? Are you basically more of like a powerhouse Charlotte type, or more of the technical Sasha Banks to be relevant in terms of wrestlers anyway? You know, or more of like a technical Bayley, Sasha Banks type, or do you have your own style? Like, what exactly do you do in the ring? And Zach, I'll get the same thing with you as well, sort of get your style and basis and maybe who you're modeled after as well.
I'd have to say I'm a little bit of both. I can be a powerhouse.
Okay.
I can do stuff when I need to, but at the same time, I also have a few tricks up my sleeve as well. I know how to maneuver. I know how to maneuver around people, and I just do what it takes to get the win. And it seems to work for me.
Now, have you ever wanted to gouge your opponent's eyes out? Because, you know, I can understand that you'd be a good
you just have
to like,
match if you
wanted
to.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And believe me, that took such willpower not to. Zach, you're welcome.
Oh,
yeah,
I remember that.
Zach, what about you? I mean, are you more of a, more of a, like, let's say, from a current wrestler standpoint, to keep it relevant and current, more of sort of like a powerhouse, more like a Roman Reigns type of guy, you know, Kevin Owens type of guy? Are you more maybe cruiserweight type, or are you sort of in the middle, like a Sami Zayn, Cesaro type of guy?
Oh, no. Okay, if we'll put it in the middle, that Cesaro, Sami Zayn, those are some guys I'd like to model myself after. AJ Styles, he's probably who I really like to model myself after.
He's one I forgot about, AJ, yep. Okay.
Oh, I mean, either way, but just to paint like a broad sense of it, I mentioned the X Division of old TNA, Petey Williams, Chris Sabin, guys like that. I like to have their style of innovation and always moving, kind of a mixture of martial arts and head kicks and just catching my opponent when they're not expecting it.
Now, was this match that you guys had, was it special circumstances based on what happened over the summer, or are intergender, male versus male matches common?
Well, I mean, from my understanding, she had challenged me because she was trying to get me out of the company once and for all, and thought by beating me, she could do so.
Well, yeah, but if Charlotte challenges, you know, Kevin Owens, they're not going to make the match. I'm saying, like, do they have those matches in UCW often, or
was
this a special circumstances type of thing?
It's something that does not happen very often, but it wouldn't be the first time. The godmother of Utah wrestling, in a way, is Michelle Morgan. She trained me and Gabby, actually. And as, you know, like I said, Michelle Morgan, she had to establish herself with even the boys for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Now, did you guys know each other? I'm assuming not. You didn't know each other before you got in UCW, right?
No, we didn't meet in wrestling school. Yep.
Oh, you didn't meet in wrestling school. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, do you guys have any matches upcoming, any big events coming up that you'd want to talk about that we could pitch for you?
Sure. Next Saturday, we've got UCW. Tough Love is the name of the show. A little seasonal.
Okay.
Anyway, I don't have a match planned right now, but, you know, Los Mochipaco is the heavyweight champion. I think I've got this one off my back. So I've got my set focus again.
Now, Gabby, you got a match?
You have it off your back?
Believe me, I'm way over him.
You think you have her off your back? She called into a show that you were on when she wasn't even scheduled, and you think you have her off your back? I don't even know. I don't even know how she got her number. I don't think she's off your back yet.
That's true. I mean, she has been following me around for a bit, I guess.
Me following you? Please. We are based at the same place. We both live in Utah. We both wrestle for the same place. Of course, we're going to run into each other. I'm not following you. I'm just still
so
trying to live my life without you in it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, can
I
you
like
imagine if you guys had kids? I mean, wow.
thank God it didn't get to that.
Well, I'm just, I mean, I'm saying, wow. I mean, but the hostility here, I can just imagine what that battle, custody battle would be. The custody battle might even be more intense than the in-ring battle was. But now, are you ready?
I think
it would
go to an
in-ring
battle. That would make sense.
But no. Well, that you could, maybe that's
please,
a hell
that
of an angle.
The woman wins more times than not. Over.
Well, yeah, I don't
why
know what
you
call.
Why do you think
I don't know what you call law
in a wrestling ring?
Well, that's what I'm saying. How cool would that be as a storyline? Not that it's going to happen. You're going to have kids together, but how cool would that be just from a match standpoint? Winner gets the custody rights. I mean, that would be something you would see in the old WWE Attitude Era. The old you know, TNA would do something like that.
You know,
that
I
would actually be kind of cool.
The old Dominic storyline that Rey Mysterio did with Eddie Guerrero.
Yeah, Dominic. Yeah, exactly. Yep. I do remember that. Yeah, so that would be, I mean, that would be amazing. But again, it's just at this point, it's a moot point, but it would be cool to have. So, yeah, so that's cool. You called us in today. We wanted to talk to you a little bit, and we got an unexpected but pleasant visitor. Always like having extra people on the show. That's always boosts us a little bit and helps us out. We will promote both of you. We will go, you know, we'll promote your next show, and we'll promote, you know, UCW as well, and,
awesome.
And get the link out there. Put the link up on the website. Get some of our listeners to watch. We
cool.
get about just you guys know I'm in the studio based out of New York. Jason, who's on the line with us, who's been quiet, but, you know, he's just observing for the moment anyway. But he's also in New York, and then Icon's in North Dakota.
Sure.
So we have a lot of listener base all the way around. Most of our listeners are playback. You know, obviously we're doing it live, but we advertise more playback, which is why we don't have callers calling in to ask you guys stuff. But
I gotcha. No worries.
Yeah, most of our stuff is playback, but we're getting anywhere from on a terrible, terrible day, 650 to 700, on a really good day, about 8,000 clicks and listens.
That's
so
awesome.
Should be good. Should be good to go. And you know, we'll definitely – this, I think, the I don't want to call it a love triangle because there's not three of you, but the –
Yeah, there
the,
is. I'm here, too.
Yeah, okay.
Just to check, are we on the air?
Yeah, but that's just gross to think about. But the sort of love gone wrong storyline here, I think is what will entertain a lot of people. And I think a lot of people will be interested in knowing about the two of you. But it is an entertainment business, wrestling, and people do have high demand. There's a chance that based on just the pure venom that the two of you, well, mostly from her towards you, but the venom that's there, You guys might have to have another match, like sort of a rubber match, bury the hatchet kind of a thing, you know? And that might have to be promoted, and it might have to be a pretty cool stipulation put onto it. Sounds like she wants revenge. She sounds like she got screwed. So, I mean, who knows? You know, it might have to happen down the road.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. Hey, you did only
beat right
me by disqualification.
Oh, disqualification.
Hey, because
you went running.
Whatever. I was taking a quick time out. Thank you.
You know, maybe you guys could, you know, get together and have some tea and crumpets or something. But I got
I think there'd be some plates broken if that happened. But sure, I got some questions.
Probably over his head or whatever. But anyway.
Yeah, probably over his, yeah.
Yeah, I just got to ask both Gabriella and Gabrielle and Zach. Now, of course, this is just an ego thing for me. As you can tell, I do have an ego. I'm driven by my ego. Did you guys
like the icon?
Yeah, I cower over no one. That's what it stands for. This is just an ego thing for me. Now, did you guys enjoy those cool little collector's cards I made for you guys?
Absolutely, dude. I saved it, definitely. I was actually just waiting for the show, and then I'm probably going to put it on my page.
Okay, yeah, you're free to do that, and I'll print them out.
Well,
then,
he just sent it over to me. He sent me yours earlier, Zach, and then she just sent me Gabrielle's here, and I don't know. I think I like hers better.
I think so. The only thing that I don't like about mine is that Zach is in it, but, you know, he's kind of in the background.
Oh,
like
he's actually
always
in the back,
was
yeah.
In both of our careers, so, you know, it works out.
Now, let me ask, what does Rose mean across the front of your top there?
Well, I used to be known as Sierra Rose, but, you know, I decided through it. I'm just going to come out as who I am and be completely proud of it.
So that's your real name.
What I did. Yes, Gabrielle Arce.
You go by your real name, okay.
Charleston Arce.
She's going by her shoot name, yeah.
Not from Utah.
No, Arce, that's French, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is.
I kind of knew because you had that little whatever mark it is after the E in your name.
Mm-hmm. Well done. A lot of people don't pick up on that.
The only thing is,
a lot of people seem to be dyslexic.
Yeah, the only thing is I couldn't put on your card because I don't have one of those marks on my card-making program.
take a piece of white out or something. You know what I'm saying? I can just take like a white Sharpie or a little white like piece of white out and just put it there. Just boom, just knock it, you know?
There you go.
You got to do what you got to do. Yeah. He likes arts and crafts. I'm sure he has that stuff laying around. So for you guys, now with UCW promotion wise and everything, how are you guys? Like, you have what's your schedule look like? I mean, do they have weekly shows like a Raw type of thing, or I mean, is it mostly just like a once a month type of thing, pay per views? I mean, house shows. I mean, how often are you guys in the ring and wrestling?
Yeah, so UCW is a once-a-month deal.
First Saturday of each month.
That leaves the rest of the month open to us to travel. So we try and just wrestle where we can.
You guys ever come?
I don't
know
about her anymore.
You guys
are you in Utah? Like, are your shows based in Utah?
Oh yeah,
other times when we travel, we are other places, but UCW Zero is based in Utah.
Yeah, UCW doesn't leave Utah. It just goes about an hour south to Provo once a year. That's about it.
Do you guys ever come up to North Dakota way or come close? Or do you guys ever get up to the New York area? Or do you guys just, like, pretty much stay
in New York's kind of far?
Unfortunately
for
not, no. So far, Denver's the furthest east I've been.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
no,
I don't think you realize how far New York is from where they're at. I mean, we are pretty much as far away as you can get in the country. The only farther away place from where we're at is the states to the west of them. But I mean, it's far, dude. So,
well, you gotta
I'm not surprised, nor am I upset.
New York, the closest I've wrestled to New York would be Tennessee.
Oh, wow.
Really?
And that was at MLOW.
That's a little closer, but that's still a hell of a drive. But it's still
a
little closer.
Still quite a bit away.
You got to remember, guys,
I
failed geography.
Working my way over there.
You failed geography,
I guess? Geography in high school, so the map is not my strong.
I'm sorry to hear that. That's actually really disappointing.
Yeah, well. But, yeah.
So, if there's one thing that the two of you, if you had to pitch yourself, obviously, you know, we have the co-women's champion on the line right now with us. We have a former UCW champion on the line with us.
Yep.
If you guys had to tell the listeners maybe one thing about yourselves as a promotion, if someone said, you know what, take 30 seconds. Promote yourself, pump yourself. What do people need to know about you if they're going to check out the website or check out one of your shows on Amazon, which you can now order, which is pretty cool. Zach, we'll start with you. What do you want? What do you want the viewer, the listeners, and the potential viewers to know about you as a wrestler?
Sure. So what I would want people to know about me is that in an age with all these cruiserweights that are just flash pizzazz, doing flips off the top rope, I've got that. I grew up with a trampoline, but wrestling is beyond that. You got to have the striking power. You got to have the mat skills and the innovation to take wrestling into another generation. And I think just give me 30 seconds of your time, and I know you'll already be impressed.
And
that's cool. I like that. And then we'll have Gabriella give her 30
Gabrielle.
Seconds.
Gabriella. Icon, I will introduce
no, man.
You from now on. You can't seem to not
drop
the fucking
name. Chance of getting
a.
the date is
so.
Sunk.
Well,
after
put
up with that for long.
Yeah, after she gives her her cool 30-second speech, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have you guys cut a little promo for us, and I'm going to use it in a recording later for a commercial
sure.
on our show. So we'll have
okay, cool.
Yeah, so we'll have Miss Arce. I'll do that. We'll have Miss Arce tell us about her, and then I'll give you guys some lines to say.
Yes, just stick to her last name. That's the only one you've gotten right so far. So
okay, I'm sorry. She's just so beautiful. I'm just so nervous. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're good. So my name is Gabrielle Arce, y'all. I am a Southern Belle with a side of health, and I am a lot of fun in the ring, and I promise to always give a fun and entertaining show. Hit me up on Facebook, Gabrielle Arce 843. Same with Instagram, Gabrielle Arce 843, and also same at Twitter.
Cool.
Little self-promo there.
Cool.
For a fun and interesting show. And
I'm
you know,
on the Facebook,
I actually,
if anyone's wondering.
You're on her Facebook?
No, I'm on the Facebooks. So that's the only
social
Facebook.
Media they
catch me
on. I thought you said
on.
Her Facebook. Okay. Okay. I
oh,
thought
no.
maybe you were talking
I've gotten
on
rid
Facebook
of that.
What you were saying. Okay.
I hope
oh,
he's
no.
not. You know he probably is. He's talking all my pictures, looking at all the ones of us
like,
that
like,
I really need
you ever
to
get
leave.
Like a
wishing for old times.
Do you ever get a photo that's
okay.
like, Zach
kind of
likes this photo, and you're like, what the hell?
Okay.
You know, he actually hasn't left any trace of that. He hasn't liked any of them recently, but something
tells
me he's still stalking. Can you blame him, though?
I think I still won our
well,
poke war.
In your defense, though, Gabrielle, like, we asked him what happened over the summer, because we heard that there was an incident where he lost his title and the whole shebang. But
mm-hmm.
he brought you up first. So I don't know if you were listening to the beginning part of the interview, but he's like, oh, yeah, you know, my ex-fiance, blah, blah, blah. And we're like, oh, okay, I didn't know that. So, yeah. So, I mean, he did
mm-hmm.
bring you up. So he's still probably, you know, still you're still on his mind, I have a feeling, whether it's in a positive way or a negative way. But
as long as we put an X before it, I don't mind.
Okay. All right. Jeez, man, she is. I hope if she's just vicious
hey,
in the ring,
trying.
She's probably undefeated.
I'll tell you what, man. She's awesome, and Zach's awesome, and you guys are great. So here's the line I'm going to have you say for us, and like I said, let's use this almost later. First of all, can we say this together, or? Well, no, it'll be separately. Then I'll have you guys do it together.
Of course. Cool.
Okay, so the line will be, hi, and then state your name. You're listening to Off the Ropes on Overtime.News. That'll be the line.
Off the Ropes on Overtime.News.
Yep. And then, so we'll start with Zach.
You're listening to Off the Ropes on Overtime. It's one of those things like when you're listening to the radio, and it's like, hi, I'm Kanye West. Thank you for listening to the rap station.
Yeah, I got
102,
you.
Blah, blah, blah. One of those kind of things.
Off the Ropes on Overtime.News?
Correct.
Yes.
Gosh.
And then, Mr. Arce, go ahead.
Well, he didn't say it yet.
I know.
Oh, is it my turn or is it?
Yeah, it's your turn. Hers. No, it's your turn. First, go ahead.
Gotcha. Hi, this is Zach James. You're listening to Off the Ropes on Overtime.net.
.news.
Overtime.news, right?
Yep.
Sorry, man, I work with computers all day. Mess with me.
No worries.
Off the Ropes on Overtime.news.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, this is Zach James. You're listening to Off the Ropes on Overtime.News.
Attaboy.
Perfect.
Good. We like it. We like it.
How's that?
Good stuff.
Cool.
And that's going to be like one of our commercial segments before we go into like commercial sponsors and things like that. So,
yep.
Be good.
And
sweet.
Then,
good.
Then Ms. Arce, you're next.
All right. And it's Off the Ropes at Overtime.News.
That news, yep.
Yep.
Correct?
Yep, right.
Correct.
All right. Just let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead.
Ready when you are.
Hey, y'all, this is Gabrielle Arce, and you're watching Off the Ropes at Overtime.News.
That works.
That works. Thank you.
Yes. Now, that was good. If you guys, you know, you want, I will give you the link to the website. We'll have upcoming promotions. We're going to dig a little deep and find promotions for your shows as well as Amazon, things like that. Now, is there a way that we could perhaps, I mean, you gave us the website, but I'm saying for the Amazon thing, you said you can download per match?
The first episode went up that way. The second went episode as an entire episode. So I'm not sure how they're going to be doing the formatting.
I was just saying because we
would
could
think
maybe
that they're going to go to entire
to
episode.
The Amazon.
Yeah,
okay,
and I can pass you guys a link after
the
interview.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, because what we'll do is we'll say, hey, you know, check out UCW's, you know, event. You can download the matches here. After they listen to the show, they'll probably want to know. So, to be honest with you, the match that's probably going to be pretty heavily downloaded after this is going to be the match between you two, because after what transpired on the air, I guarantee you a lot of our listeners are going to wonder how the hell that went. And then, who knows, we might be able to get a poll in, get listeners writing into us saying, was that a cheap disqualification, or are we really going to give the win to, you know, to Zach? So, you know, we'll see.
Of course. Okay.
Right. But yeah,
I'll get you a link to it.
So.
But the match the match between me and Gabrielle, that's on an episode that went up as the entire show. The show is called Mochi Palooza.
Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah, and I can get you a link to that. And it was called Mochi Palooza because it was a Los Mochi Pacos championship ceremony show, more or less. He was celebrating his new title.
Yeah, Icon, you have the media contact stuff from him, right? You can get it over to him.
Yeah,
get it to us. Okay.
I have their phone numbers, and they have my number, and we're great friends now. And you know, Zach, there's one other question. I was going to ask you, Zach.
He goes,
you ever...
That's news to him. But anyway,
Zach, have you ever thought of a tag team? You know, because I have a mask. But
he does this.
You just break it out on the weekends. But have you ever thought of tagging?
Okay. Do I have to wear a mask too?
Okay. No, no, I will.
No? Okay, we want to do like the one-man mask show? Because I feel like you're going to get way more over with the crowd than I will.
Well, yeah, because all you got to do is step out there in my Icon shirt with my duster, man, is awesome.
All right, well, I think if I can ride your coattails to the dance, I'm down for it.
All right, cool. And then, Gabriella,
there you go, Icon, you finally have somebody accept.
Yeah, and Gabrielle, if you ever need a manager.
Well, I mean, dude, it's the Icon. He's going to get me over.
Well,
no,
you damn right I'll tell you what, whether you like it or you don't like it, the Icon is the best thing going today. Bonus for you guys, I'll even send you my promo picture so you can see how good I look in the flesh. now that
hey, man, I'm buying.
Pounds,
I'm buying.
So I'm in better shape now.
Nice.
Well, yeah, he is in very good shape now. He used to look like Vader, and now he's more like.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who would you look more like now, body wise.
Santino Marella.
Like, oh,
oh
wow.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Vader.
That's
yeah, he's been
Santino
serious.
Marella. Okay.
You doing the DDP
yeah.
yoga?
Yeah. He did not, but we might be having DDP on the show, so we'll ask him. If he wants to put Icon on it.
Yeah.
Hey man, do the DDP yoga. It helps me.
All right.
Oh,
well,
it
yeah,
is pretty nice. I do like it
nice.
Too.
I'll give him a plug.
Yeah, we're gonna have him on in July.
Hell yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, and then what I'll
anyway,
do
so
is.
Anyway, so Icon, just get that stuff over and get that stuff over to them, and you know, we'll get it up on the site, and. Brought to you by Caged Combat, which is the local New York, upstate New York, MMA local, because it's illegal, or it was illegal here until recently, at least professionally, on a professional level anyway. But Caged Combat, the number one underground MMA site in upstate New York, this is the combat recap. Once we bid our guest, c'est la vie, we do take you through the end of Raw, as you know, every Monday night. And what we've got right now is Roman Reigns and Samoa Joe, and then you want to talk about, you know, overweight wrestlers. I mean, Samoa Joe is right now, to me, twice as big as I've ever seen him, but we'll get into that in a minute. We'll get into the end of Raw, why Raw actually wasn't half bad tonight, which, just so you guys know, the show is usually a bitch fest about how bad the WWE has become, but it actually hasn't been that bad the last couple of weeks, storyline-wise. So, but yeah, so Icon, we'll do that. We're unexpected to have Gabriel on with us, but we'll take it. We loved it. It was great. Zach joined us. He told us a little bit about, you know, how he got into wrestling, where he's from. He was a champion, a little bit about UCW, and I definitely think that you guys have both done your part to promote the company and to promote perhaps this storyline and to perhaps maybe unintentionally book yourself another match in the future based on fan response. So we'll see. But, again, we do thank both of you for jumping on with us on Off the Ropes here. We're on every Monday, Eastern Standard Time, 10 to 11:30. For him, it's 9 to 10:30, and for you guys, it would be 8 to 9:30, I assume. But
yep.
I think I got those times correct. But so
nailed it.
Yeah. Again, thank you for coming on with us, guys. And hopefully, you know, when there's some developments going on with you guys and in your company and all that, we would love to have you on again.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks
I'll
for
help.
Having us.
Yeah, not a problem. And Icon, make sure you send him over. I'll have it up by the end of the week. I got some going on technically in terms of the back end of the website, so it might not be like right
cool.
after the show, but it will be by the end of the week. We'll have some UCW promotional stuff up for them as well, so once you get all that info from him,
awesome.
Icon, I'll get that up, send him the link. They can check out our website. Also, Icon has a blog called The Icon Says, where he goes over his recap of Raw and SmackDown. Feel free to check that out as well. And, yeah, like I said, hopefully we'll have you guys on again. It was great having you, and thanks for joining us on Off the Rope.
Appreciate
yeah,
you,
man.
Guys.
Take
Thank
it
you.
Easy.
All right.
Thanks,
no problem.
Guys.
Thank you.
Thank all you.
Right. So, Jason, you sat in on that sort of unplanned. on
that,
that
was an
but,
awesome shoot.
Was that not awesome or what, huh?
That was an awesome shoot. That was great.
That was an unexpected shoot. I didn't know that was coming, but you know what? I will take it.
We'll take it. Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Hey, look. Here's the thing. Of course, like I say, this may be my ego talking a little bit, but here's the thing. The Icon has got more surprises coming, more guests coming. I got guests booked up until from now till November. And I should have November and December filled by the end of next week. There's more stuff coming. If you're not listening to this show live, if you're not reading our blogs, what is wrong with you? This is where you get the best source for wrestling, right here. We give you WWE. We give you all the independents. This is the show that you want to be listening to. If you're not listening, I'm ashamed of you. This is where people come to talk about wrestling. This is where you get your sources. This is where you get your great opinions, whether it be about me, whether it be about Edge, whether it be about Sexual Chocolate, Jason there. We are here to serve you.
Yes, yes, we are. And, you know, we usually get standard interviews. We don't often get, shoots like that. But that's very good. And, you know, the hostility is there. I definitely don't envy him. To have her, she sounds like a tough chick, you know, so I don't want to get in her way when she's mad.
By the way, did you guys see the picture I sent her? I sent you of her?
You did, yes.
I was just looking on the website.
Oh, we did.
That's not up
so,
on the website yet.
But he means the thing that you sent or whatever, but.
Okay.
We're here. So Jason, tell me a little bit then, since we haven't heard much from you, and we do have the combat recap here. So, what was your, I guess, take on the beginning of Raw with the whole Goldberg thing and the challenge of Kevin Owens and all that? Like, Goldberg can't lose this match at Fastlane, right? I mean, it just can't happen with his promotion.
No, I think this is pretty much where we see the end of. Y2J and Kevin Owens. And then if you're thinking of a storyline, it makes sense, you know. Now you're going to have Goldberg win the belt, go on to face Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania, which you kind of know Brock's not going to lose that match. And also sets up Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho, they're kind of going to have a one-off match themselves. That makes sense. I liked it. And you also see Foley's on his way out, too. You also see that.
Well, look, I'll tell you what, the end of Kevin Owens and the end of Chris Jericho would suit me just fine.
Well, you finally get your wish.
Yeah, but you would want the actual end. Like, you would want them actually, like, out of the company.
Oh, no. I still want to be able to hate Winnipeg. Come on.
Well, I guess, yeah, I suppose. But I don't know why I don't believe that, though. But but anyway, so my main thing then, Jason, is – okay, so for WrestleMania, obviously we're going to have, we're going to have Owens and Jericho.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, do you think Owens retains? I mean, Jericho's getting up there in age too. Do you really think Jericho at this point is over enough to go on a world title run?
No. I don't know. I don't think so either.
So basically, this is WWE predictability coming back into play, I guess.
It looks that way.
But I don't think that, you know, can Goldberg really wrestle a full schedule anymore? I mean, he's had two matches, one at SummerSlam, or one at Survivor Series, one at the Royal Rumble.
In the 24.
Okay. Yeah, and the matches combined lasted shorter than. You know, it takes to make popcorn in the microwave, you know? I mean, seriously. I don't think Goldberg has what it takes to be a full scheduled anymore, you know? I mean, I'd love to see it, but I just don't think
I don't know if he doesn't have what it takes. He's just in his 50s. I mean, you know, can you imagine being in your 50s and competing with these young guys in their 20s?
Yeah.
Well, Ric Flair does it. I mean, Ric Flair did it. Hulk Hogan did it.
But that's Ric Flair.
Yeah, Ric Flair's a freak of nature, though. And plus, Ric Flair has a little bit more of a technical style about
right.
it, you know? And Goldberg is a powerhouse. You can't necessarily keep up that powerhouse style at his age. Like, for instance, look at The Undertaker. You remember seeing him in the 90s when he first debuted, he was skinnier. You saw him in 98. I mean, he was – I don't know if it was those big shoulder pads he wore or not, but, I mean, he was huge in 98. Undertaker was a big – he was – not only was he tall, but he was just bulky. I mean, he was a big dude. And then he slimmed out a little bit during the Ministry of Darkness days. And then American Badass days, he was still big, but slimming a little bit. Now you see him, and it looks like he's falling off his skeleton. So, I mean, it's just – it's not sustainable to be that style of wrestler. The reason why Ric Flair is where he's at is because Ric Flair, all he does is knife has chops and leg locks, you know? So that's why. So, you know, even in 2005, he stopped taking a lot of those bumps. He stopped taking a lot of the suplexes, a lot of the times where they toss him off the top rope and things like that. He stopped taking a lot of those because his body couldn't handle it. So, for Bill Goldberg, that's why I think the whole Lesnar thing is crazy, because in real life, I think if it were a bar fight, sure, I think Goldberg could hold his own. But in this kind of atmosphere, in the peak physical condition that Brock Lesnar is in, I mean, he could tear Goldberg apart at this point. I mean, Bill Goldberg's not nearly the frame he was back in 03 when he debuted. So, I don't know. I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, yes, I like to be entertained. I like to be living in a fantasy world, but I also like some reality in it as well.
Yeah, like you said, Brock Lesnar just competed a year ago in a MMA fight. You know,
yeah.
So it's gonna be worth telling how they're gonna do that storyline. I think it's a bad idea putting the belt on Goldberg, though. You know, kind of discredit everything, Kevin. It discredit what the Raw brand's been doing since Split.
Well, let me ask you this, guys. You think that they're bringing, you know, they got The Undertaker here, they got Goldberg back. Do you think it's because these younger guys just don't resonate with the fans? Or am I thinking too much into that?
No, that's the exact reason why they're still come back. You know, that's why you have these part-timers. That's why you got the Tribalists that do that one-off now and Undertaker and that. It's because they don't resonate. But I don't think that WWE puts them in a position to succeed.
Right.
Like, look at AJ Styles. AJ Styles has been the best wrestler the company's had for the last year, and they took the belt off of him to give it to Cena so Cena could possibly headline WrestleMania. That's a terrible idea. That's the same stuff that, you know, CM Punk used to complain about. And, you know, for them to keep, you know, doing the same thing over and over, it's just not good. But then again, when you have no other competition, just do what you do.
Well, you know, the thing is, Brock Lesnar is not, he's only going to have it till he's going to lose it at the Elimination Chamber. I just have that feeling. You know, I don't see him retaining it after that.
Like, even this match now, don't you think this is kind of too soon to have these two guys go at it?
Well, it would have been Seth Rollins, but he's out.
Which really kind of sucks for Rollins, honestly. I mean, I do really feel bad for Rollins because I know that, that his career has, I mean, no doubt been shortened. It's the same knee, you know. I mean, you can only do reconstructive surgery so many times before, you know, your body's like, no, stop, you know. So it does kind of suck. He was in his prime as well.
They said it's just a slight tear, so it's like, you know, he doesn't need surgery, but it's anywhere between 6 to 8 weeks, which puts it exactly at Mania. So that's kind of why they're saying that, you know, he's on the shelf, and they're kind of like hinting of it. He might miss WrestleMania, but if he can go, he'll go. So I don't
think. Well, do you think that'd be 2 years? That'd be 2 years in a row he missed the Rumble and
Mania.
He missed. WrestleMania.
Well,
2 years.
He missed the Rumble this year because of a storyline, not because of an injury.
Right.
But yeah, I get what you're
saying.
Well, yeah,
but still, the storyline or not, he still missed it.
True.
I mean,
I don't know.
My whole point is, how are the fans going to keep reacting to this? Okay, the guy keeps getting hurt. You know what? You know what? You know what is? You know what could possibly happen? You know it. You know if he comes back.
Yeah,
healthy,
I can see it.
Yeah, how long is he going to be there? You know, or is he going to come back for a couple months and get hurt again? You know? I mean, that's all I'm saying. Now, Jason,
I hear you. I hear you there, but I don't know. I just, Seth Rollins, I think his career is over. But anyway, continue.
Yeah, now, Jason, you like Samoa Joe, right? You've always been a fan of his.
Yeah, I've been a fan. You know, he had some great battles with AJ Styles and, you know, Kurt Angle and TNA. I hope he gets a fair shake over here in Raw. I would prefer he went to SmackDown because SmackDown needs more heels. But
well, you know, I'm just wondering though, with him putting out Seth Rollins, I know it was. You know, and no, what is Braun Strowman coming out here for?
Because he can.
Yeah, well. Well, I guess this Samoa Joe gets his win.
Now, do you think that Samoa Joe...
Just ridiculous!
Do you think that Samoa Joe... It was... How did I phrase it when I wrote the episode out? Worth the wait, put it that way?
Yeah, I'll say it's worth the wait because now he's Triple H's next guy. Well, actually, it's not just he's Triple H's guy, but people got to remember NXT is Triple H's top. You know, that's his home. That's his baby. So I guess everybody that comes up the ranks, those are pretty much Triple H's guys. And I think he could be a great enforcer for the Raw brand. See, he just picked up a victory. Not really clean, but it was a victory over Roman Reigns on his first night. That's always a positive right there. I think it'll be fine. I think give it some time. He's definitely a better, you know, in-ring competitor than Braun and maybe a couple other big guys they have there. So I think in time it'll pay off. Not right now, though.
Well, I mean, you know, he is a big, agile guy.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't think that, you know, it just made sense that he was going to debut as a heel. It just made sense.
Yeah, of course. I don't know what's going on with Samoa Joe.
Say that again.
No, go ahead.
I said I was happy to see Samoa Joe because I liked Samoa Joe in TNA.
Right.
You know, so when Triple H brought him out, I was happy to see him. But I just don't know. I just this whole heel thing. Samoa Joe's always sort of been a good guy, and the fact that they instantly brought out Roman Reigns. And they were trying to make Samoa Joe look like the bad guy, make him look like the asshole, you know, with what he said in the beginning of the night, and then having Roman Reigns come out to be the hero and ride in on the white horse. Why are they still trying to force us with Roman Reigns? I can't do it. I don't know.
I've said this on the show many times. I've never had a problem with Roman Reigns. I've never disliked him. I always have had, you know, a special place in my heart for him. But what screwed Roman Reigns is when the WWE tried to tell us, the fans, this is the guy we want you to like, and that didn't work. That backfired, and it is obvious. Look what's going on. You know? Do you guys agree or not?
Yeah.
I totally agree.
He's getting taken apart and they're cheering it. So, yeah, I definitely hear you on that.
And the other question is Roman Reigns going to feud with Braun Strowman? Or is he going to feud with Samoa Joe? Or are they going to do a – are they going to – they're opening up – I mean, they have the potential for four different storylines right now, you know. But it's like, why don't you pick one, go with it for a while, and then move on? Instead of opening it all up and then just leaving, oh my God, and then just leaving it at the doorstep. I guess I just don't get it, guys. I don't get it.
No, I see what you're saying. I kind of get what you're saying a little bit, but it's kind of a good thing to have multiple storylines going at the same time with one person. So it prevents you from having what's going on with Seth Rollins and Triple H. Because now, if Seth can't go for WrestleMania, where does that really, you know, does that mean Triple H is like, he's just not wrestling this year? Or now you got to scramble to produce a storyline out of the blue, you know, with someone like Shane McMahon or something like that. But I think for he's going to happen with Reigns. He's going to fight Strowman at Fastlane, beat him, and then it's on to Undertaker. Because I don't see Undertaker fighting anybody else at WrestleMania. Maybe a passing of the torch kind of thing. You know, this is my, you know, they both keep referring to the ring as their yard. So I can't see them going any other direction.
You know, and the other thing is, I think this could, we've been talking about, a Shield reunion. I don't think that's going to happen now.
Yeah, that was one of them always hurts.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think we can anyway, because like I said, Dean's on SmackDown.
Well, they were going to set that up so he would be able to come over, you know.
Yeah, you know, I don't know though. We might have the reformation of the Authority. Like you remember how they had Seth Rollins was the Authority guy. Well, now Samoa Joe might sort of be that guy, and Seth Rollins has to rebel against, has to rise up against. He got hurt by him. He was on the shelf by him. Now he has to rise up against. Samoa Joe could be the weapon that Stephanie and Triple H use against him, and then Roman Reigns joins the fight, and then Dean Ambrose joins the fight, and then I'm assuming you're going to get the other two guys, which I think personally, because they're kiss asses, will be Jericho and Kevin Owens, because remember, Kevin Owens was the one Triple H gave the belt to, so of course he's going to be loyal to Triple H, and then Jericho follows him around like a puppy dog. So if they don't split the two of them up, then you'll have three, and then you'll need the henchmen, then you'll need the Shield. So it could still happen. It is possible.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, I'm at a loss for words on this whole deal. It's like, you know, when you're building up a storyline such as what they were doing between Triple H and Seth Rollins, I mean, and that was going in the right direction. That was going so well. And then he gets hurt on some freak accident. I mean, you know, it's ridiculous. Now, here's the other question you got to ask yourself. You know, they were building him up to become a face. You know, and it was about to happen, and now he's hurt. So usually what happens when someone goes down with an injury and comes back, if they were a face, they'd become a heel and vice versa. What are they going to do with him now? You can't just turn him into a bad guy again. That's just not going to work. Or do you disagree?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I had to think about that for a second, but yeah, you've definitely got a point. I mean, who knows? WWE has a tendency to do one of two things. They can either go, you know, crazy predictable and everything we're saying is like, yep, okay, I can see it. You know, I knew that would happen. Or we could be like, whoa, okay, that came out of nowhere. Like, for instance, the Brock Lesnar and Goldberg thing, the minute and a half match, that was a whoa, really? Okay, kind of a moment, which they haven't had in quite some time. So, you know, who knows? But it's really one of those things where we're not going to find out until it happens, put it that way.
And we, you know, then basically we're sitting waiting in the wings again, you know.
Yeah.
And for everybody that wants to check out that match between Gabrielle and Zach, it's called Macha Palooza, and it's at the 1 hour and 13 minute mark, and the pay-per-view, or their match, was called The Fight Before Christmas. And we'll have...
Going to look at that fight.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it either. And she... they're probably still listening, and I know they are, but She is just a knockout, guys. I mean, she is, and Zach is a great guy too. You know, I made friends.
This is why we got to plug Icon. He delivers. He gets these great indie talents to come on our show because most of us, we love what WWE used to be, and we're looking for that now. And Icon, I commend you for finding that talent and bringing them out there.
Yeah, would you guys
and,
like
you know,
to know?
We love a good storyline and a good a good lovers quarrel, and I think we've got that here as well. So the old Mark Merrow stable thing we've got going on.
Yeah, speaking of Mark Merrow, he refused to come on with us. I thought I had him booked, but then he decided not to.
Probably upset that about Sable, you know.
I told him we wouldn't even ask about that. He still decided not to come on. But
tell Jason what Honky Tonk Man said.
Oh, that son of a bitch!
Honky Tonk Man really pissed Icon off.
What happened?
He doesn't want to come on our show because he doesn't do Mama Basement podcasts.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, he says, I don't do Mother's Basement podcast. And I'm like, you're the Honky Tonk Man. Like, you're not Stone Cold, motherfucker. Like, I mean, really, like, who the hell even knows who you are? Like, if anything, coming on this show is going to help your fucking career, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know.
Yeah, and, you know, the guy just, I mean, it just pissed me off, you know?
I don't blame you. I don't know. Yeah, I don't see why I wouldn't.
Honky Tonk Man
hasn't
been relevant since like WrestleMania 4. Not even
something like that. Yeah.
So anyway, his exact, and I quote, "Yeah, I asked him to come on the show. It's very nice of him. Okay, and then he said nope, and I said why not? And then I was just kind of joking with him. I said you're going to turn down one of your biggest fans." And he said, yes, I do not do Mama Basement podcast. And that's why I want to go grab a guitar and hit him in the fucking head with it.
Well, it's one of those things where, you know, we can't win them all. Honky Tonk Man, you know, we all know he's kind of a douche. But you know who we should get? And, in fact, he shouldn't be too hard to get on the show. I hope he's not dead. I have to look it up. I don't think he's dead, but I have to look it up.
Who's that?
From Glens Falls, New York, which is literally about maybe 30 miles north of me, less than that maybe, something like that. I mean, I can get to Glens Falls in about 25 minutes if I'm driving fast. And that's Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
I can work
on Hacksaw. King Hacksaw. Remember when he was King? Oh, man, that was a funny time.
Yeah, but he's from my area. Hacksaw Jim Duggan's from about 30 minutes north of me.
Oh, yeah,
he
was in my
hometown
here 2 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And then just to give you guys a quick preview for next week's show, we're going to have Jesse Hernandez on with us. He runs the School of Hard Knocks Wrestling School, and he's in charge of the Empire Wrestling Federation, the EWF. And he's going to be on with us.
Oh, cool. Definitely Google that beforehand.
Yeah. And
I'm really fascinated by indie wrestlers because they all seem to have a great story to tell about their love of wrestling.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, we all love wrestling, and it's good to see how much everybody loves wrestling.
You know, and here's
and
the
they,
thing, though,
they don't
is,
mind
you
they
know,
don't mind coming on Mama's Basement podcast either.
Hey, yeah. Mama's Basement is always good. Always gives you great entertainment.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Know, and the
exactly.
The thing about this is, you know, it's like. What I want to do is I want to get all these independent wrestling promotions. You know, we can start pitching them. You know, we can do like Vince McMahon did in the 80s, you know. We can get, you know, all these different, you know, because there's a lot of places now that the WWE is not going, you know. And we, you know, it's not territorial.
Well, you know, I've noticed that,
anymore.
Like. Well, like I've noticed, like, when I'm watching the network, I'm about. Almost through 2006 now. I started in 1997. I've been watching, you know, you guys know my quest to watch all the Raws through then. Well, I remember they used to go to, like, University of Virginia, Penn State University, Texas Tech. Then they'd go to random places like Little Rock, Arkansas. They'd be in, like, you know, East Bumfuck, Louisiana, you know, wherever it would be. Now it's like they're in, like, four cities, it seems like. They're in, like, Dallas, New York, Philly, and L.A., and that's, like, every week it seems like they're in the same place. And I just I don't get it. I don't know why.
Yeah, you know, I mean, WWE was here in Grand Forks, North Dakota. We were there Saturday.
Well, they do house shows at those places, but they don't do, like, Raws,
yes.
I mean, what I mean. But
yeah, I know. It's ridiculous, you know. I remember when the Monday Night Raws were going on, we had two WCW Thunders, and we had a Monday Nitro here in Fargo. After that, then all of a sudden, then the WWE started coming here because, you know, we were packing the place, you know.
Yeah, well, I think Triple H is spending too much of his time trying to outbook TNA than he is trying to,
yep,
trying to book, you know, more venues. Because, I mean, literally, you saw the Royal Rumble and how many people they got. WWE, despite us bitching about it, despite us having grown up on the Attitude Era and wanting that sort of edginess, see what I did there? Edginess? Well, anyway, despite all that and wanting all that, it's still wildly popular. I mean, they still sell out arenas. There's not an empty chair to be seen. They're not the Atlanta Falcons pumping in crowd noise. They're actually there. And, you know, yeah, sure, it's a lot of kids. And, yeah, it's become a lot cornier as of late. But it's still wildly popular. And the fact that they can't go to big arenas other than pay-per-views and they can't go to other parts of the country, the fact that there are kids in the Midwest, and, you know, there's kids in Lincoln, Nebraska who, you know, who love wrestling but have to drive 10 hours to go see a Raw, kind of sucks when back in the day, you know, they used to go to all those places. So I don't know why, but, you know, that's why I'm sitting here hosting a podcast and not making business decisions for WWE, I guess. But
You make a very, very valid point because I'm thinking about the time, like, last year, I think it was around this time, I went to Philadelphia for Monday Night Raw right before WrestleMania, and they've already had three other Raws out there since then, and they're going to be at Barclay in a couple of weeks, and then they're going to do the whole Philly thing. Philly's going to be the last, there's going to be the go-home show before WrestleMania, and I was thinking to myself, they really don't go out, they only go to the Coastals and maybe a little Tennessee here and maybe Mississippi there, but they don't
big,
really do.
They want big cities and big arenas.
But they don't.
You know?
They should venture out. Like, remember, you know what used to make TNA? You know what used to make WCW so popular? They would go to college campuses and wrestle in their arenas.
Oh yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know if that's something WWE might want to look at. I mean, just to broaden their fans. You know, don't rely on the network. You know, come out to these small towns
and you know what's depressing to me is like now even SmackDown is doing the same thing. SmackDown's even going to bigger arenas. But when I was younger, you know, we had that Raw. I went to the Raw in the Times Union Center in Albany. That was the Stone Cold Beer Bath. But then, you know, after that, they had the New Year's Revolution there, you know, where Edge became the champion for the first time. You guys remember that, right? I don't have to play the clip again. You guys remember, right? So
yeah,
you've
told us about that enough. Thanks.
So but they've only ever had SmackDown, and SmackDown was always the B show, but it was a B arena and a B city and a B venue. So that's why SmackDown's always went to that, you know. And I was like, I hate SmackDown. Like, I don't even watch SmackDown. Why would I go to a SmackDown, even if it's in my own city? So, you know, so that's why I'm kind of like, you know, like the fact that kids growing up, I had a chance to go to Raw's because Raw used to come, well, WWE in general used to come through Albany all the time, so I used to get a chance to see it. I'm just thinking about those kids in, you know, fucking East Bumfuck, Iowa, that, you know, have to drive 10 or 12 hours to go see a Raw, and it's like the biggest thing in their life because they're like, oh, it's like going to the Super Bowl for these kids, when back in like 98, 99, they may have been in their hometown. They may have sacrificed having, you know, 25, 30,000 people at a Raw show. And they might have a Raw with 8,000, you know, a smaller venue, but they were there. You know, I mean, there had been Raws where there was 11,000, 8,000, 11,000, and then there were Raws in the Georgia Dome with 50,000. You know, but it just really depended on where they were at. And I just, if anything, it's getting a little too, I guess you'd call it big business for me, I suppose. I suppose it's the correct way to phrase it.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, of course I'm right. But, you know, I don't know. So that's my take on it. That's my take on Raw. You know, the interview was great tonight. Hopefully, you know, next time, because they called in right away. I really thought we were gonna talk a little bit about Raw first or whatever. We barely heard from Jason tonight, but
yeah,
sure, he enjoyed.
I was surprised
hearing,
they went right in.
What
I
he
loved
heard.
It. I actually loved it.
Yeah,
that
he heard
right
what he heard, and you know what's funny was he called, and he started talking about the match that he had with her and the whole thing, and then all of a sudden, 801 number comes up, and I'm like, oh Jesus, I know who this is, and it was awesome. It was great. It was you know, much needed, a different angle than we're used to having on the show, and we do appreciate the two of them for jumping on with us, and hopefully, like I said, we can get a chance to talk to them again. So this
I feel
was
like they definitely
awesome.
Need to have a new match. They need to have another match.
Oh, well, based on fan reaction, getting fan letters written into us and stuff, I definitely think they're going to want, after hearing that, they're going to want like a lover's quarrel type of match. Like they're going to want it to be in like a, you know, have it set up like a hotel room with like pillows and shit and like have them. It's going to be interesting. So, but anyway.
Anything for Ryan on a whole match?
Ooh, well, come on, you're calling Zach old? I don't think he needs Viagra at this point.
No, I'm not saying that, you know. But
you said anything but a Viagra on a pole. Well, can you even have Viagra on a pole? I mean, the pill is like, you can't even see the pill unless it's, you know,
Well, WCW had one, but it was the liquid form.
Oh, the liquid Viagra. Ew, really? They made liquid Viagra?
Yeah. That was a week after the pinata on a fall match.
Oh, jeez. Huh. I need to brush up on my WCW, gimmick matches. So, anyways, this was Off the Ropes. We'll see y'all next week. Icon, tell us one more time who's coming on next week.
Jesse Hernandez. And he is from the EWF, and he'll be joining us.
EWF.
And then in 2 weeks we got Tony DiNucci of the AWF. That is the guy I'm going to ask to put me in the ring. So stay tuned for that.
And you know what? Stay tuned for that. This interview, as well as all the others, will be up on the site probably within the next couple of days if I can figure out my technical difficulties, but we'll go from there. This was Off the Ropes. We'll see y'all next Monday.
See ya.
Dead Man Walking. You've done it now.